Psalm chapter 30. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. This verse teaches us a unique concept about joy. On the surface, it sounds like weeping must stop before joy can begin, but that's not the idea. In reality, godly joy is a constant. It goes on boldly and continuously in the background. Now, there may be times where hardship or even God's punishment seem to overshadow our joy. But for the Christian, joy will once again show itself when the cloud of hardship passes, and no trial can rob that. In reality, it never left. We just lost sight of it. A ship arrived in New York from Rio de Janeiro. In the captain's cabin were a pair of canaries from Rangoon. They both sang beautifully. The quality as well as the range of their notes were extraordinary. But the unique trait of these songbirds was that they only sang at night. The Lord has many canaries like that. Their songs in the night are the most effective testimony the Christian ever gives to the worth of Christianity. Paul and Silas were bound in prison, but their songs of praise rang throughout the halls. David wandered for months and years as Saul tried to kill him, but his psalms of praise to God continued. Hebrews tells us that it was for the joy set before him that Jesus endured the cross and the shame of torture and crucifixion. Hebrews chapter 12. All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Don't let Satan blind you to the presence of joy in your everyday circumstances. Regardless of the difficulties you may face, remember, the joy of the Lord is always with you, and it will always show itself.